Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Coco's Cup. I'm your host, Coco Hontas, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Happy Friday. Just a quick reminder that if you are interested in getting some merchandise, you can look me up on Etsy, Coco's Cup with Coco Hontas, or Coco's Cup Merchandise. For today's topic of discussion, we're going to be talking about accountability, which I think is one of two things. Ironic and really funny, because the way that it took so much out of me to be able to get out of bed and start recording right now, and I have no idea why. Actually, on second thought, I know why. Let me go ahead and just tell you. I'm experiencing depersonalization right now, which is a symptom of bipolar 2. Yeah, cherries and roses, anyways. And that's been making it really hard for me to grasp reality and have to do the things that I'm being held accountable for, but we're going to be talking about that today. But first, I want to ask, what is accountability for you? Because I've been trying to ponder the answer to this, and I think that it's a lot of things. For myself, I believe that it's taking ownership and being able to be prepared for whichever consequences succeed the actions that you make. Accountability is something that is so important because it shows up in so many aspects of your life, including personal and professional and within your relationships as well. And we're going to talk a little bit further on that later on in this podcast episode, but I want to be able to cover the various relationships that you can find accountability in. I think that the hardest place to accept and find accountability is within yourself. For example, accountability is something that is going to lead you into doing what you need to do, doing what you know is right, doing what you think is right. And for myself, that can mean a lot of things. I'm somebody who has always thrived in chaotic environments, so I've always had super busy schedules, really tight schedules where I almost didn't have time for myself because I was dedicated to my professional life at work or just putting that time towards school, which are the two biggest things to me at this moment. And I think that accountability when it comes to things that are beyond you, so for me it would be the school and work, it's so much easier because there's things that are also holding you accountable versus you just holding yourself accountable. And again, those are two different things. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But for example, at work, they have consequences for if you don't show up to your shift. That can mean a lot of things depending on which company that you're working at. But for me, as a part-time employee, that makes it very easy for me to have warnings or writtens or consequences of that nature. For school, if I miss out on a class or if I don't do a homework assignment, it's going to negatively impact my grade, and that's something that I need to be prepared for, something that I will hold myself accountable for, you know what I mean? If at the end of the semester this is not me, but if I get a C on the final and it drops my grade down, I don't pass the class, I need to hold myself accountable for not doing the work, not studying, not doing extra credit assignments, not working harder on the assignments that I've had, not working harder on the projects that I've had. That's somewhere where I need to hold myself accountable. The latter, if I didn't, would just be blaming on other people. And that's where accountability is really important, because if you are the sole person that is in control, and 9 out of 10 times it is you, if you're the person that's in control, you need to accept that and you need to take accountability. You need to show up for yourself. And that's something that I think is interchangeable with the word accountability, to show up, whether that's for yourself or if you're showing up for other people. When it comes to holding myself accountable for my goals and commitments, I can easily say, girl, that that's something that I really struggle with. Okay, let me give you guys a timeline. up until December 2023, and you can go as far as you want, whatever, into my school history, I've always been an overachiever. And it stems from my childhood of just wanting to excel in things, to make somebody proud. But I didn't know that there was value in making myself proud, right? So that led to me doing a lot of things that I was just, I guess, looking for validation. And because of that, I didn't focus a lot of time onto myself. And that can be me showing up for myself in terms of self-care. But because of that, I was booked and busy girl. My schedule, my planner, havoc. Just filled from the brim. I would have maybe an hour, 30 minutes if I'm lucky, in between things that I had to do, whether that was homework assignments or going to a shift or going to school. I was somebody that was super busy, and I, again, didn't have time for myself. And I think that's how I liked it, just because I thrived in chaotic environments. Fast forward, so December, I took a 2-month medical leave from my job. I can talk about that at a later time, but it's not super relevant. But I also didn't take any winter courses this past winter. And that was an experience for me, because for the first time in 10 years, 15 years, the whole trajectory of me being in school, I had time for myself. And that was something that was very new, something that I was not familiar with, and something that I really struggled with. I kept telling myself that I was going to relax, prioritize myself, and I was trying to hold myself accountable in doing the things that I had set in my planner. But the difference here was that it was things that was just for me. So that could be going to the gym, it could be reading, it could be researching, just, you know, for like social media or podcast planning. And it was things that I found myself ignoring or just putting off at a later date. And that's something that's very harmful, because at that point I was not holding myself accountable. But something that I've learned in this journey of holding myself accountable was to give myself grace. All the times that I chose to rest instead of doing what I had written in my planner, I was still doing something that was beneficial for me. I feel like I've had such a tired and exhausted soul, and those 2 months, even if I had all these goals and things that I committed myself to, I still chose myself. And that's what being accountable is sometimes, when it's not necessarily selfish, but it's for you and it's beneficial, and I think that's a good thing. My man told me the other day that sometimes being selfish is good, because you need to put yourself first. And that's something that I'm trying to relearn and really ingrain in my head, because I've always put other people, other projects, commitments, work, school, ahead of my own interests. But there comes a place and there comes a time when you're able to prioritize all of the above. And I think I'm starting to really find the rhythm of that for myself. And I think that's really exciting. But you should remember, take it from me, to give yourself grace and be patient with yourself. Another thing that I've learned is when you celebrate your successes from staying accountable, it really helps you to stay focused. And it really helps you in this growth journey that you have for yourself. I think that is actually one of my biggest struggles, is not celebrating myself when I accomplish my goals or when a commitment has become successful for me. And I hope that you take it from me and that you're able to really recognize and appreciate yourself. One of my soon-to-be, what's it called? Why am I brain fog right now? Hold on. One of the biggest accomplishments that is upcoming is going to be my graduation. And there's been a lot of discourse and negative talk from myself of not wanting to attend my graduation date. And I know that this stems from a lot of things, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it, because once I say it, it becomes real. I think that I don't want it to end. Do you know what I mean? I think I'm not ready to really embark in the next stage of my life, even though I feel like I've been preparing for this for the entirety of my life, really. You go to school for, what, 16, 18 plus years, and then they expect you to be ready for your 9-to-5, for your career, and to really take off from there. And I'm trying to hold myself accountable. I'm trying to show up for myself and to really understand how I'm feeling. And it's very helpful when I have resources like therapy and my friends, my loved ones. But this podcast is also really helpful because I get to talk to you guys. And not only is it a conversation with you, but it's a conversation with myself. It's almost like you're just getting a little sneak peek into Coco's brain. So I think I'm deciding that I'm going to walk. That's been something that has started a lot of discourse for myself and family and loved ones included. But I think that this is something that I need to do for myself instead of really wondering and taking into account how other people will feel about it, because, again, it is about me, right? And I need to show up for myself. I feel like it's going to be very healing because I didn't get a high school graduation, one. And I'm just going to imagine child me, the 5-year-old silly girl that thought she was going to be a farmer. I'm going to imagine her in the audience, and I'm going to do it for her, and I'm going to do it for me primarily. This is going to conclude this week's episode. I'll definitely touch on this subject again later on, hopefully when I get my video production set up. Inshallah, I'm super excited for that. And Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak for all the Muslims that are practicing. I have you guys in my heart. I love you all very much, and I hope that you guys have a happy and healing weekend. As always, I wanted to show some gratitude, and I wanted to show it for my friend Seja. Blood runs thicker than water, and I know exactly when it happened, but this story is too long for right now. But that's my cousin, that's my sister, that's whoever you want to call it, that's my girl. And she always has my back no matter what, and I appreciate you so much, Seja. We've been through so much together, and we've seen each other grow so much over the last 10 years, and I'm not going to cry right now because I'm on my period, y'all, but I love you very much, and I appreciate you so much, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.